Welcome to Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I am your host, Brian Owen, along with my co-host, Adam Cheek. Every Sunday and every Friday, we are brought to you to preview and recap the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Recapping this week's race, let's dive in to racing at the Paperclip. Adam, thanks for coming on, brother. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. Fun day at Martinsville. That makes it sound like I was there. I was not, but it was a fun race and had a good time watching it.
To be honest, we both wish we were there. And I know one person that is very glad that he was there, that would be Martin Truex Jr. because he got the checkered flag on Sunday afternoon for his third win in the past four starts. Adam, what in the world is up with him? What's the secret for the success that he's had at the Paperclip, especially after he struggled so long at short tracks in his career?
I don't know. I could not give you a straight answer on that, but having all these consistently good runs at short tracks prior to Sunday at Martinsville, he had won two of the past three races there, and going into my home track of Richmond this coming week, he's won two of the past three there. So I really couldn't pinpoint what it is about short tracks that he's become so adept at recently. Maybe it's the number 19 team, since he got his first Martinsville and Richmond wins after joining Gibbs, or one thing that's a little more far out there is maybe it's just Gibbs magic is what I'm terming it. Because over the years, Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin have both been really good at short tracks. And Christopher Bell's won at Richmond a couple of times, albeit in Xfinity. So maybe that's rubbed off on him a little bit. But I could not tell you one specific thing that stands out to me.
One person that has been dying to get this grandfather clock, that would be Ryan Blaney. And he's had chances at him. I mean, his worst finish in the past five Martinsville races been a fifth place, and that was in the spring 2019 race. However, for the third consecutive Martinsville race, he incurred a pit road penalty and had to end up settling for 11th position. Adam, my man, what does he have to do to get the monkey off of his back and not get the short end of the stick by his pit crew?
Definitely got to be frustrating for Blaney. You know, the last two races, second and second, and he looked on track to finish at least in the top two for this race. He was really good, but maybe just slightly better discipline by the pit crew, especially with Martinsville spring 2021. That's, of course, out of Blaney's control. But I would just say for the number 12 team, just to ensure that they've crossed their T's, dotted their I's before leaving the pit stall or before he leaves the pit stall. If he lost a couple spots today or yesterday, especially with that car's speed, it probably wouldn't have hurt them all that much. He still probably would have had the speed to go get him over the last 40, 45 laps.
Adam, last thing before we let you go here, my man, this truly felt like short track racing of old. I mean, there's beating, there's banging in the Xfinity race. There was fists flying, there's tempers flaring. I mean, there was fights, there was everything. It was truly felt like the old days. Adam, is this going to basically lend to NASCAR finally adding more short tracks, maybe even South Boston coming up soon in the near future? Is this going to lead to NASCAR adding more short tracks?
I think it will, especially considering the excitement we saw all in one day of back-to-back races. But if it doesn't, it should. Short tracks put on some of the best shows every single year, and some of the racing at Martinsville, especially today, reminded me of the Paperclip of old. You know, 2-3 wide racing on a track that really doesn't allow for that. So it was a lot of fun, and I think we'll see one or two more added in the coming years, being optimistic about it.
Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. I appreciate you and your friendship. And well, let's talk on Friday to preview your hometown race, some racing at Richmond.
Yeah, see you then. I can't wait for them to come to the Commonwealth. It's always a fun time. Richmond's a great track.
Adam Cheek, associate editor, lead reporter, frontstretch.com, joining the program. You can find Adam on Twitter at AdamNCheek. You can find me on Twitter at TheBrianOwen. You can follow all of us at Front Stretch. And for all the latest on the recaps, analysis, and more, from Martinsville, check out frontstretch.com. For Adam and everybody here at Front Stretch, I am Brian Nolan. Stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.